water is managed properly, right? Like, instead of so much pavement all over the place, maybe we need to have grass and trees and green spaces that it can absorb into, and try to make sure it doesn't, you know, stop this at the source. So I'm glad they're teaching you about mm-hmm. that. That's a big thing. Anything else you'd like to mention about your experiences there? I have a couple other questions generally I want to ask you, but I want to be sure you represent your Alcosan experiences the way you want to.
Yeah, I actually just wanted to add on to something that you were just talking about. In Pittsburgh, we actually are in overflow a lot more than we think because we get so much rain here. And while we were at Clean Water Academy, we got the opportunity to visit Whitman's Park, and we actually got to see some of the new green infrastructure that they were implementing to hopefully combat overflow because, again, it is such a huge thing here in Pittsburgh, and we're in overflow more than you could even imagine.
And a rain barrel is something you can do at home to try to prevent that from happening. Where is that park that you mentioned?
It's in like Squirrel Hill, I believe.
Yeah, downtown.
Oh, is it Whiteman, maybe? Or what's the name of it again?
Whitman or Whiteman Park.
Might be Whiteman.
Whiteman.
I'm not sure, but if it's in Squirrel, I know there's a Whiteman school in Squirrel Hill.
Probably Whiteman Park then.
So it might be there. Anything else that you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to add that while also being able to look at a lot of green infrastructure that these places around Pittsburgh have been implementing, we've been able to see a lot of pervious pavement. So as you were talking about earlier, pavement everywhere is a really big problem, especially for downtown Pittsburgh, which is just cement city. So having pervious pavement, which means that water can go into that pavement and then inevitably into our groundwater, which will obviously go through the water cycle. It's really helpful to, again, combat a lot of the CSOs and a lot of flooding that we've been seeing in Pittsburgh.
Now, I mentioned I had another question. We just have another minute or so. Have the two of you thought about careers yet? I suspect you have. What are you thinking?
So actually at our internship, Ms. Renice was very kind enough to kind of guide us into departments that were one related to what we wanted to do and two gave us hands-on learning experiences to help us get real world experience in the career paths that we were looking for in the future. So I really want to be an environmental lawyer. So working at Alcosan, that's already an amazing experience for just environmental practices. And then to learn a little bit more about the law side of things, I was able to work in the procurement department where they wrote up contracts, they talk about laws, a lot of things like that.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping to go to business school, and I'm interested in finance. I'm not exactly sure what I want to do yet, but I know I definitely want to go into finance. And just like Ashani, I got to work with procurement while I was at my Alcosan internship, and they talked to us a lot about contracts and kind of like the financy and business aspect of what Alcosan does, which is a lot of times what we don't see from the outside.
You two are amazing. I hope you get to look at the Youth Media Center because I think you'd be great podcast hosts together on a show about the environment. I really do. Thank you for being here so much. Anika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli, both 16, 11th graders, juniors at North Allegheny. Thanks for being with us. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, and SLB Radio.org.
Dear time. Fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Hey, time, working well together. I know it's not forever, the other. On rewind tonight, I find them dimmed by wine. Hey, time, thank you for the lovers, the ones that went astray. Thank you for the one that stayed. Hey, time, accepting of each other. Hold off on that buzzer for just a little while. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine, each a bit of color. Extra heartbeats, I'm not so sure I earned them. Dear time, I've heard you are efficient. I canceled my physician, whatever you decide. How much have I forgotten in the little box of memories? Edges start to soften and lose their shine. Each a little wonder. Faded watercolor, all unsigned, on standby in my mind. Look what I've collected, a little box of memories, somewhat disconnected, tied with twine. Could I trade them in for a visit with my mom and dad, or throw the ball with my old dog one more time? Look at what you've made me, sentimental and slightly crazy. Dear time, on this fair occasion, I'd like to say you've given me more than what you've taken. Dear time.
Allison Brown and Steve Martin on a song we've been getting a lot of requests for at the Saturday Light Brigade, Dear Time. And Jackson Brown and Jeff Hanna are also on that recording. Well, there is something amazingly beautiful that will come into your ears and grab your heart and your mood and take you somewhere other than where you were before you heard it. And it's coming from guitarist and composer Hiroya Tsukamoto, who is here with us. He is going to be part of the Song Space series at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh this coming Friday, October 3rd. And I want to welcome him. Hello, Hiroya. How are you?
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And I, you're miraculous to listen to. Tell me about your life as a guitarist. When did you begin to play and compose?
I started playing the guitar around the age of 15, middle school, high school age. And I started composing music in elementary school, just simple songs.
And
it's a long time.
Now, were you, I wanted to learn more about your life. Were you born in Japan?
I was born in Kyoto, Japan. And I left Japan in my early 20s. And so half of my life in Japan, half here in the U.S., New York City now.
Well, I'm glad your choices brought you to the U.S., if only for us to be more familiar with your music.
Thank you.
The song we're hearing is called No Matter How Far. And I'm not as familiar with all of your work as I could be. Do you mostly look at instrumentals and classical style guitar, such as what we're hearing now?
That's some of it, but I also sing, and then I do lots of storytelling at the show. So it's a combination of different things.
That sounds excellent. Tell me about, are these stories stories based on true events? Are they stories that are more fictionalized?
I usually tell stories before playing song, so how the songs came about, you know, background, that kind of thing, so people can engage, connect with the music and stories. That's what I do.
Well, it sounds like a great show. Have you been to Pittsburgh before?
Yes, I have. I played there maybe a couple of times, but it's been a while since then. So I look forward to coming back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it should be a wonderful show. And seeing you or hearing you in the setting of the church, it should be amazing. It's a beautifully treated acoustic space.
Nice.
Now, you played the 5-string banjo at one time also.
Prior to that, instrument I started with when I was 13 years old.
And that, do you still do that, or is it primarily?
I still have a banjo, and I occasionally play at home, but not much at the show because I kind of lost my confidence.
Yeah, after a while. Yeah. A lot of people, so when I talk with a guitarist like you, I often think of my oldest brother, whose birthday was this past week, who's a professional guitarist also. And when I visit David, he probably plays the guitar 10 hours a day, maybe not quite that mm-hmm. much, but he is always practicing and, you know, keeping his fingers nimble and also trying to perfect. And he's been at it. He just turned 70, mm-hmm. 70, right? Yeah, you just turned 70. But yet he still feels that, you know, he can get better. There's still a reason. Are you the same way?
I try to play, practice as much as I can. But, you know, sometimes it's hard. Yeah, other stuff are going at the same time. Yeah, I try to practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I guess what I'm saying is that it takes a lot of discipline to do what you do so that when you're on stage, you can connect with the audience and do what you
exactly.
do there.
Yeah, yeah.
If you, you can go to his website, which I'll give you the address in a moment, but there are quite a number of albums that are available, it looks to me. Like nine or so that are available here, and there are a few videos as well. We would have Haroya here in person if it would work out, but you're in the midst of a tour right now that will bring you to Pittsburgh coming up this Friday. And if you go to Haroya Tsukamoto .com, you'll find more on him, or you can go to the Songspace website. They'll be presenting him October 3rd at 7:30. I hope you have a good road ahead. Is there anything else you'd like to mention in the short bit of time we have left?
No, you asked a good question, and thank you for your time, and I hope some business will be able to attend a show in Pittsburgh this Friday.
Great. And my notes show you in Virginia tonight, Maryland, Frostburg, Maryland.
Tonight I'm going down to, I'm on the way to near D.C., Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is Maryland, and I'm going to West Virginia, Pittsburgh.
Sounds good. Well, have a good road. Thank you for being with us today. That's Haroya Tsukamoto. And here is some of his work for you to listen to. Coming up in moments, Colt Winter Lepley joins us. Thank you. Doesn't you sound like somebody wonderful, and knowing that he also sings and tell stories? That was Hiroya Sukamoto. And again, he's at Song Space at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh this coming Friday, October 3rd. And just last night, David and Franklin also heard a Friday night show, and it featured our next guest, and he wrote to me a little earlier this morning to say how much he enjoyed him and how glad he was that he was going to be on the radio this morning. I think you're going to feel the same way. Here is Colt Winter Lepley.
Give me a nickel, give me a dime, play my songs, few might rhyme, then we can all go down, put it down on me. Be swimming in the water, down on Sunflower Creek. Prayed for religion, shouldn't let me pray. Just go home until my judgment day, then we can all go down, put it down on me. I'll be swimming in the water, down on Sunflower Creek. Well, it's Sunflower Creek, all the trees stay green. People smile all the time, lay in the shade or the hot sunshine. Either one will do just fine. Well, it's Sunflower Creek, money don't exist. But if it's riches you seek, jump on in, swim in the water down on Sunflower Creek. All week, gonna take my lady out and kiss her on the cheek. All and we can all go down, put it down on me. I'll be swimming in the water, down on Sunflower Creek. Going down to the bar, buy another round. Be walking crooked all over town, Lord, then we can all go down, put it down on me. I'll be swimming in the water, down on Sunflower Creek. Well, it's Sunflower Creek, all the trees stay green. People smile all the time, lay in the shade or the hot sunshine. Either one will do just fine. Well, it's Sunflower Creek, money don't exist. But if it's riches you seek, jump on in, swim in the water down on Sunflower Creek. Jump on in, swim in the water down on Sunflower
Flower Cream. Colt Winter Lepley, am I getting your last name correct?
Yeah,
oh, good. I meant to check with you. It's Colt with two T's, by the way, C-O-L double T, Winter, as you'd expect, in Lepley. And I just put a video of him up on our Facebook page real quickly. So you could get a look at him, because you're a great guitar player.
Thank you.
I assume you wrote that song.
Yeah, that was an original called Sunflower Creek. That's the leading track off the album we just put out in July.
excellent. And that's an EP that you put out. And gosh, I need to know more about you, but I'm going to do something I don't usually do. We're gonna interview the thing before we interview the person. Tell me about the guitar you're playing. You got a Parlor Gibson, right?
Yeah, this is so I'm not a big guy. If you're listening, actually I'm 6'4". No, not really. I'm a smaller guy, and so I like these little Parlor guitars. I have a 1937 Gibson LC that doesn't come out very often, but I love the sound of that. So I wanted to get a guitar that was very similar. This is a 2012 Gibson L00, but it has the specifications of a 1934.
It looked, I was wondering if it was from the 30s, because it's got, it's got sort of a mahogany face to it, and it sounds just beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't feel as bad beating this one up compared to the actual 1937, but yeah, I mean, this sees usually about 200 shows a year. So.
That's amazing. Well, tell me about yourself. Are you from this area?
I'm from Bedford, Pennsylvania. So growing up, Pittsburgh was the city. You know, that was the place that you went to go.
And Bedford was downtown, right? Or maybe if you were going to go, I mean, to a business district.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a pre-Civil War farmhouse right on the Mason-Dixon line, kind of.
Wow.
So, it was an experience. It was a treat to come to Pittsburgh. You know, so I play out here a lot now. It's kind of been a great experience.
How did you start playing and writing?
I always loved writing. I always loved songs. I kind of approach songwriting from a literary aspect. I started playing guitar a little late. I started in high school, but I have my master's in creative writing from Emerson College, so I try to tell stories and really focus on like character development and songs, and approach it as a craft, you know.
Emerson is, I haven't been there, but I know people that have gone to Emerson, and I know its reputation. It's a real, haven for creative people, journalism, writing.
Great radio school.
Yeah, too, yeah. And that had to be a real treat. What was it like to the transition from Bedford to Emerson? Had to be just something.
It was extreme. Prior to living in Boston, the only amount of time I'd ever spent in cities was here, day trips. So moved to Boston in the middle of the night on a Craigslist ad, because that's what you had to do, And, it was a hard first month, but just like anything, you kind of get your bearings. And the people were great. I mean, like you said, the Emerson environment was fantastic. And, it didn't take long, but trains are great. Public transit's great.
Yeah. That, it's a transition.
Yeah.
And so when did you start to play out? Were you playing out in Bedford or?
Well, my first shows were local. I went to a satellite school of Pitt in Johnstown, UPJ. And my first show was at a coffee shop in Johnstown. You can't see me now, but for that show, I had my hair slicked back and a white necktie, and I thought that's what you did, It looked like I was dressed for the Opry, and I don't do that anymore. But, yeah, it was, like I said, just blossomed from there, and here we are.
Oh, that's great. The voice you're hearing belongs to Colt Winter Lepley, and we're going to hear more music from him, but I want to let you know that you've got, a show coming up at Thunderbird, is that right?
Yep.
On October 24th, I think that's the next one?
Yep, Thunderbird with Colton Moore. And actually later today, I play over in Ambridge at Fermata Brewing as well. So that'll be a Pittsburgh area show.
Excellent. So that's coming up. There certainly are folks that'll be curious about that. Yeah. And if you go to coltwinterlepley.com, you'll get a chance to see the whole schedule. What's next that you'd like to do?
Well, since we talked about Boston, I thought this would be a good time. I had this a little later in the set, but we'll do this is a song I wrote in Boston. Similar to Pittsburgh, there's an unhomed population, and that was kind of a reality to face. So I wanted to do this song. It's kind of also a critique of televangelists. So if we have any televangelists out there in the world listening to us today, this goes out to you. It's called Christian the Homeless Man. I hope you enjoy.
My name's Christian. I'm a homeless man in the gutter, in the street. I got a cat named Dog and a dog named Willie and nothing left to eat. We beg all day and we walk all night just trying to find what we can for my cat named Dog and my dog named Willie and a misfit merry band. So my name might be Christian, but I don't want your religion. I'm still waiting on God to come save me. Thanks for the prayers, my man, but I'd rather have money in the can. My name might be Christian, but I don't want your religion. Walking down the street came a TV preacher with scripture to lend. He looked at me with pity in his eyes, said, "Let me read, my friend." He said, "The Lord is coming, he's gonna return, gonna take you in the sky." I said, "With all due respect, if I'm going up there, I'd rather just get out well." My name might be Christian, but I don't want your religion. I'm still waiting on God to come save me. Thanks for the prayers, my man, but I'd rather have money than can. Cause my name might be Christian, but I don't want your religion. Two weeks later, the preacher returned with his head held in his hand. Said, "Lost my job and the church closed down. I just don't understand." He sat on down, he started begging for money, and man, he looked just like me. I said, "Don't you worry, it's just like praying when you're begging on bended knees." And the preacher looked at me and he said, "You know what, man, that homeless stuff looks pretty profitable. I think I'm gonna sit down here next to you and try to make a dollar." And the preacher sat down and he said, "Well, I might be a Christian, but I'm taking a break from religion. I'm gonna wait for God to come save me." So thanks for the words, my friend. He said, "Do you have a few spare quarters to lend? 'Cause I might be a Christian, but I'm taking a break from religion." My name's Christian, I'm a homeless man in the gutter, in the street. I got a cat named Dog and a dog named Willie and a preacher with nothing to eat. We beg all day and we walk all night just trying to find what we can for my cat and my dog and an unemployed preacher and a misfit merry band. Christian man, but I don't want your religion, man. I'm still waiting on God to come save me and all of us. Thanks for the prayers, my man, but I'd rather have money in the can. My name might be Christian, but I don't want your religion. Amen.
What a great song that is. I'm asking you questions I don't normally ask people. Awesome. We interviewed the guitar. Yeah. Does the name Jesse Wells mean anything to you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously he's popping off right now.
Yeah, really. He's only been in my orbit maybe for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
He's 32 years. He's an overnight success as a guy who's been playing music since he was 19 and who is now 32. And everybody thinks, you know, he's come out of nowhere, but he's been playing music for a long time. And I don't know if you know Jesse Wells, as Colt and I'm not surprised Colt knows him. He is writing songs that have the same power and insight as those of Phil Oakes and the perhaps early most songs of Bob Dylan. And it's wonderful to hear him, but in their contemporary songs, to hear him doing that. Mm-hmm. And I said I don't like to do this very often. For a minute, as you were playing that song, it got me to thinking of the kind of song that he would play, especially with that authenticity of experience that you presented.
Thank you. Yeah, Phil Oakes, big hero of mine, really loved songs like Draft Dodger Rag, Power and the Glory, you know, and they, timeless. Certainly relevant, you know.
Yeah, we could. If we're not careful, we'll talk. We'll talk about Phil afterwards. But he has been one of my heroes for a long time, and endures. Colt Winter, Lepley, Colt with two T's, which is a good way to distinguish yourself. I don't know if that's how your parents named you or not.
But well, you know, I never found my name on any of those gas station cups, which is kind of a bummer. But, you know, it is. People, I get a lot of folks that come up and they say, hey, excuse me, your name is spelled incorrectly. And I assure you that is my government name. So, yeah, it's been a challenge, but it looks good on a T-shirt, so
yeah.
Whatever.
It really makes it easy to find you, too, if you're looking for Colt online.
Yeah.
You'll be able to find him pretty easily. How easy does songwriting come to you?
Well, I think, you know, I try to subscribe to the Tom Waits school of songwriting, which is, you know, it's like all these songs already exist in the ether, and it's just, if you have the time to write it down, it becomes yours. Sometimes they come easy. I think my best songs have come, you know, in like a tumbling out and maybe an hour, 15, you know, some were like 15 minutes. But some other songs, like Doves in Pine Boxes, which was on this recent release, I'm not going to play that today. But, you know, that took like a year and a half to piece together. So I don't know if there's any one right way or wrong way to do it. That's, you know, the art process.
Yeah, and even individual people can have different ways. It's really fun to hear these. Do you typically play on your own?
Most of the time. I found that's easier to move about the country that way. The album was recorded with the Allegheny High guys. They're from Pittsburgh. Most of the band is from Pittsburgh. And then we just did an album release over at the recently reopened Club Cafe. We sold that out. We were the first official sellout over there. And the entirety of that band is from the Pittsburgh area.
That sellout in a positive way.
Absolutely. Yeah, we sold nobody left in the building to get in. You know?
Yes, they weren't sellouts.
No.
They were no more seats.
Of course. Shout out Keystone Artist Connect, Danny and Maddie for doing that.
And I don't know Allegheny High. Are they a group in and of themselves?
Well, they're a unit band. They back up Charles Wesley Godwin, national tour. They play everywhere you can think. They play Red Rock and the Opry. When we were recording my album, we did it on a Monday, one of the days, and Al was the producer and the lead guitar player. He said, hey, man, we got a bus call for midnight. We play in Tennessee tomorrow. I said, where do you play? And they said, oh, the Grand Ole Opry. And I said, oh, wow, you know, what a... He said, where do you play this week? I thought, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
But that was a neat experience to have those guys with, you know, a lot of, they're a tight group, been playing together for a long time.
Have you been to the Opry yourself?
Well, I've never played the Opry.
Working
on it. Yeah. A couple weeks ago, I just was in Nashville for Americana Fest. I always try to go to the Ryman, do the Ryman tour. Actually, my mom came down for the first time she's ever been to Nashville, took her on the Ryman tour, got her to some of the cool spots locally. And but that was a pleasure, too. We got to, you know, play some cool spots like Dee's, which is a kind of becoming its own legendary spot in Nashville. And it was great.
I'll bet you probably the heyday of the Wheeling Jamboree probably is before you, I think. But
sure, yeah, but I'm aware.
But the live barn dance type program.
Absolutely.
I want to be sure Colt Winter, Lepley, gets a chance to play a few more tunes. What's next?
That's a great question. You know, I did a set list.
Is it Joe Good? I've got.
Yeah, we can do.
Oh,
Joe
I don't
Good.
Want to tell you what to play. I just if you don't have your set list.
Yeah,
that, it looks we'll like you gave me a copy. So
this is another song I wrote in New England. This was after a visit to the Rockport, Gloucester area, which was America's first fishing community. It's like Bearskin Neck is a community up there as well. Anyway, this is a sailor song. It's called Joe Good, A Sailor Story. Hope you enjoy.
Beautiful song. Just as in the previous song, you really pluck these characters out and give them a lot of texture and life and believability. They seem quite real.
Thank you.
As you just it's hard to explain. You lose yourself in them as you listen and personify these people that you've created. How did you get to be such a good guitar player? Did you take lessons? Were you self-taught?
No, self-taught. Well, my mom used to work for a music store, and she, you know, like I said earlier, I'm a smaller fella, so the first guitar I ever held and learned cowboy chords on from her was a Yamaha FG, which actually has, like, wider bouts than a Martin dreadnought would. So it was a bit of a challenge. And then from there, just, you know, learned more cowboy chords. That's kind of my brand, you know, folk singer. So I don't get too crazy. There's some maybe jazz chords, rarely, but...
Wait, now cowboy chords are just like C, E...
C, D, G, yeah, B, A, D, whatever, you know.
I've never heard them referred to that way. That makes total sense. But your finger picking as well.
Thank you.
How did you... was that just experimentation or...
Well, I do remember, and I don't think she'd remember this, she'd say that, you know, the greatest guitar players could play with their fingers, and so... I just YouTube's become a great source for things, and learned how to Travis pick. Mm-hmm. So most everything I do is kind of a modified version of a Travis pick, depending on what the song calls for. But yeah, I mean, yeah. YouTube, man.
That's not easy easy to watch, easy to imitate. Sounds like you're pretty close with your mom, that you share a lot of music interest.
Yeah, you know, I have great parents, both mom and dad, and, you know, they've always been supportive. I used to be a race car driver, retired from that. They supported that, they supported the move to Boston. You know, any kind of harebrained thing I ever wanted to do, they were always, you know, very happy to be there. You know, mom was is a great artist, a great photographer, a great painter, loves music, got me into a lot of things like John Prine, Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show, which is like Shel Silverstein's band, really. But great parents, really thankful.
Yeah, Shel, you probably know Bob Gibson's work, maybe not.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they collaborated a lot and did some great things. I want to be sure you know that you are listening to Colt Winter Lepley, and ColtWinterLepley.com is how you can learn more about him. I also want to make sure that you know you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on community radio stations. Thank you for doing it. You'll find us also at slbradio.org. Colt is going to do, I think, two more songs for us, and we even have time for them.
They're
the
long.
Next one?
I write long songs, you know. This one is called Put Rocks on My Grave, so another happy one. this one kind of highlights Appalachian funeral traditions. I have a lot of ghost story songs, murder ballad songs, kind of creepy stuff. So this will fit in on the third album, which will kind of be in that theme. We didn't get the second one yet, but...
We used to call these the... Stab 'em and slab 'em songs.
Perfect. Yeah, that'll be the album title. This is called Put Rocks on My Grave.
Rocks on my grave, even make sure that they're keeping me down. Hang bottles from the trees and listen to the leaves. And cover the mirrors in town. Bury me with all of my hats, the Stetsons and the ball caps from all of my travels, and make sure my boots have been shined. But don't overdo it, just leave all those scuffs and all of those hard-earned lines. Rocks in my grave and make sure that they're keeping me down. Plant me on the hillside with the rest of my folks who busted their backs for this town. And up on the top you can see Schaefer Mountain. I've got some time left, but I wonder who's counting, not me. Tell you, not me. Mm-hmm. put rocks in my grave and make sure that they're keeping me down. Tell stories about from when I was around. If you hear me screaming, just play all my songs and try to drown out the sound. Smoke on my headstone and pour out a drink. I finally got further than swirling round the drain of your sink. Yeah, who'd ever think? The chill in the fall, well, you'll know that it's me. Crow's lonely call, well, you'll know that it's me. Open the windows, it's time for my soul to fly home. Open the windows, I'm coming on home. Open the windows, I'm flying on home. Trace me in the stars, it's time for me to go home and see. Rocks in my grave, and I hope that you visit sometimes. Leave a penny behind for someone to find. Just my name and the year, so it's good and it's clear. But God, I hope you visit sometimes. Please help my mom to move all the boxes. I promised her better than doves in pine boxes. I tried. God knows I tried. Rocks in my grave and make sure that they're keeping me down. Put rocks in my grave and make sure that they're keeping me down.
Colt Winter Lepley, coltwinterlepley.com, a new EP out that you can find out about through that website. That's the best way to do it. We just have a minute or two left to talk, but is there anything I haven't asked you that you wanted to be sure you got across or anything you want to mention?
Shout out Brenna for recommending me to be here. Her music name is Luna. Check her stuff out. Just want to thank you guys. I believe... you guys had the Pittsburgh Labor Choir a couple months ago.
Yes, we did.
That was awesome. I really appreciate you guys like platforming that. Yeah, this is great. Great to be here with, you know, public radio. It's a bastion of important information. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, and I hope you'll come back sometime too. Sure. These the songs are just great. What do you want to close out with?
Statement wise?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, another song?
Another song.
Oh,
yeah.
It's long. Do we have time?
We've got about maybe 5 minutes
okay,
of radio time.
Sure. I write these long ones. People say, you got time for another one? Sound guys get mad at me sometimes. You know?
Oh, no. They're probably thinking more than 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. This one's called Tear Addressed to You. It's on the EP as well. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Here that's your closing statement.
Yeah, perfect. All right, here we go.
Well, like the morning dew, your eyes, oh, they glisten. But the sun did not crest the eastern hill. And the crows heard your crying as they landed on the trees, like dust upon an empty windowsill. And your bottom lip, it quivered like a newborn fawn when I told you I was leaving for a while. Well, I don't know when I'll see you, So love me till I leave you, and hold me like it's going out of style. And I'd write 1,000 letters every second if I could, to take the time to tell you how be true. And I'd tie them with a ribbon made of heartstrings, seal it with a tear addressed to you. Miss the way your hair blew in the summer, like a dancing field of farmer's golden grain. And I'd run my fingers through it, and you'd leave a few behind, and I left them there to wear you like a stain. And I'll never match the way you love my spirit. You pulled me from the hole I dug afar. Like water from the well, you brought me to the light. You'll always be my northern guiding star. And I'll miss the way your laugh was like fine music, conducted by a songbird driven mad. And I'll play it in my head when I miss you, play it when I'm feeling down in bed. And I'll think of you when I'm on the ocean, with my back against the wind upon the tide. And I'll breathe in the rain and wish you landing there, and imagine you were standing by my side. And I'd write 1,000 letters every second if I could, to take the time to tell you how be true. And I'd tie them with a ribbon made of heartstrings, seal it with a tear addressed to you. Well, many moons from now your eyes will still glisten, and the sun will finally crest the eastern hill. Crows will forget your mournful crying, and I'll be the dust upon your windowsill. And your upper lip will stiffen like the yearling fawn, and you'll forget that I was gone for a while. And I'll fade into the ether, fly around unseen, and I won't be the reason that you smile. Write 1,000 letters every second if I could, to tell you till the end that I was true. And I'd tie them with a ribbon made of heartstrings, seal it with a tear addressed to you. No more tears will hit the ground for you.
Colt Winter Lepley, thank you for being with us today. You got a huge compliment from Lee Robinson, a legendary jazz musician here in the Pittsburgh area. Great lyrics he wrote. Our show is booked by Ty Trosky, and our tech... Colt Winter Lepley, thank you for being with us today. You got a huge compliment from Lee Robinson, a legendary jazz musician here in the Pittsburgh area. Great lyrics he wrote. Our show is booked by Ty Trosky, and our technical director is Chad Green, technical associate Ellis Dorham, both of whom had a big job today. A lot of guests. And those guests included the Urban Impact Jazz Band, Anika Reddy and Ashani Alagavelli, representing Alco San Heroya Sukamoto, talking about his upcoming Friday show at Songspace and Colt Winter Lepley. Staff at Alexa.
3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
Won't you ever